testing machine number 23 for Mr. Piper to make recordings for overseas regional services. Testing.
I'm just going to try a little bit just to see if it's loud enough. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. You have to say just a few numbers or something. And
you want me to
hold it? I'll pass it round.
I see. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. That's okay.
It's all right. Now.
Here we are.
Oh, we've got to be careful. Now you're the one who's got to start the.
That's it.
The questioning.
Well, I'll start like this. I was going to ask you both actually if you could say your names just to get the tape going and.
Yeah.
Now, you're Hubert Keeble.
I'm Hubert Walter Keeble, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long have you lived in Paglesham? All your life?
All my life. I was born at Paglesham.
Yeah.
I'm Alfred.
Alfred Keeble?
Yes.
And you too. You're the younger brother?
I'm the younger brother, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're also Paglesham born and spent your whole life
Yes.
Right. Mr. Keeble, I better call you Hubert or Mr. Keeble 1 and 2, I think.
No, I'll just try Hubert and Alf.
Hubert, first of all, then, how long have the Keebles been in the oysters industry around here?
Well, over a century.
Mm-hmm. And you reckon you're the last of the line?
We're the last two in the family, yes.
And the last two in Paglesham?
And the last two in Paglesham. The only two that carry on the business at Paglesham.
Why is this? Why has everybody else given it up? Aren't the oysters so good, as good as they were?
Oh, no, definitely not. It was a flourishing business at the turn of the century, quite flourishing, until 1920, and a natural death came. And no one seemed to know what was the cause of it. And since then, the oysters have been going downhill, although we've been able to make a living out of it until now. But since 1966 we've had very little seed come, and we're getting very, very scarce. The oysters are very, very scarce indeed at Paglesham.
How long do you think they'll last now? Matter of a few years, or?
Well, about, we shall have enough to carry on with, I suppose, we'll say for another 2 years. And if we don't get any more seed, well, it'll very nearly be the end of it.
You mentioned seed. What do you mean by that?
Well, the spawn, oyster spawn. Yes.
What in fact is the sort of routine? What do you do in the oyster, as an oysterman?
Well, there's nothing much that you can do about the oyster spawn coming, but we do like it nice and warm, very warm weather in the beginning of July. That's when the oysters begin to spawn.
And this is a critical time, is it?
In July, and if it's very nice weather then, well, we look forward to seeing the spawn after about the last week in July. That's about 3 weeks from the time the oyster spawns till you can see it with a good magnifying glass on shells.
And then what happens? What do you do after that?
Or just hope for a mild winter.
This is also important, is it?
Yes, that's very important. For the first year. Otherwise, if we get very cold weather, there's so much of the spawn that doesn't survive. Doesn't survive the winter at all.
What's the lifespan here? I mean, from spawn to the full oyster?
Oh, 8 and 9 and 10 years. But I suppose from about 5 or 6 years old, you can sell them. But of course, they like nice big oysters in London, and well, some of ours must be 12 to 15 years old, because they survived the 1966 frost, and this is 1970. and they were oysters then. So we estimate that some of our best oysters are anything from 10 years upwards.
Alf, where are they sold? Are they only sold in London, or do you get them?
We sell ours in London, yes.
Local people don't go much on them, do they?
No, there are a few sold locally, but not very many.
Southend?
No, not Southend. We never send any to Southend. Just the local pub has a few occasionally. Mostly London.
How much would you say you could sell in 1 year? How many?
Oh, anything up to 100,000 years gone by.
But this is decreasing, is it?
Oh, yes, definitely. We shan't be sold, what, about 20,000 this year, shall we?
Hubert, is it a good, is it a profitable business? Obviously it isn't, as things are getting bad, but...
No, it's not been so profitable for us, because we started... We started on our own. We formed the company, the W.W. Keeble and Sons, in 1933, and since then we've had 5 very bad mishaps.
Natural mishaps. This is.
Yes, weather and
flood.
And flood.
Oh, this was 1953, was it?
That's yes. Right. Yeah. Yes, that was in 53. And we've had 3 frosts and a terrific thunderstorm occurred on one Friday evening, and that rained so hard that the silt was brought out from the saltings and covered some of our beds up completely, and it took us over a week to clean those beds. And by that time, we'd lost a lot of the stuff had got weak, and we lost a lot that time. So it hasn't been all honey with us, not in the oyster business, but we have managed to keep going.
Look as though you enjoy it.
Well, yes, we enjoy our work, I suppose. We've bred and born into it, you see. It makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It does, yes. Carrying on something.
Yes, yes.
Well, what happens after this? It looks as though it's fizzling out. What are you going to do?
Well, I should say he'll draw his pension, and in about 5 years I should be drawing mine, so we shan't be worrying too much about it by then.
Aren't you unhappy that the oyster industry around here is dying like
Oh,
this?
Yes. Yes, very. Yes. We wished it had have been more flourishing, because in our retirement we could have sold off, you see. Well, now I'm afraid that even if we put them up for sale, we'd hardly get a buyer.
I wouldn't put that piece in if I were you.
No. Well, about...
Not about this not being able to sell it at the moment.
No, I won't.
Because
it's not...
I mean, in a year or so we might want to sell it, and, you know, they'd get the...
Yeah.
That'd give them a forerunner of a clue, wouldn't it? It'd
be unfair, actually. Yes, I'll cut that out. What else was I going to say? Is it actually the same story all the way up the coast? Is it, you know, further up Mersey and Colchester? And are the oysters on?
Well,
the,
we understand that's a little better at Colchester and West Mersey than it is at Pagersham at the moment.
You see, they had that power station built around there, and we reckon that the hot water from there kept the temperature up round about freezing or just above at that critical time. That was 1963. I'd like to correct you there, because you said 1966. It was 1963, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was a very bad one, wasn't it?
That was
a very long one that went on.
We've never seen anything like it here before.
Yeah.
No, it was very bad in 1940, 41, and in 47. But 1963 topped the lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was solid ice all off here in that water.
Mm. Well, this has given me a good idea about the oysters, I must say. This is fine. There's just one question I want to ask, it's away from oysters. And everybody I've been talking to around Canewdon and Pagelsham especially people in Paglesham, have been bringing up the subject of witches. What's all this about? Legends?
Well, I live on the borders of Canewdon, and I've never seen a witch or anything like that near my place.
But there are legends, aren't there, and things around?
Oh, yes, I think there are, but I've never, you know, seen any ghosts or anything like that.
And yet people seem to believe in it, you know. It's funny.
I don't.
You don't. I've met someone who says it's all money-making and it's all a bit phony, you know. This is what I tend to think.
Yes.
Yeah. We've never really bothered much about it, have we? We've lived all our life and we just say, well, they're the old witches up that end, and, you know, and that's...
Canewdon is the witches' village, isn't it?
That's right. That's what they've always said, you know. Yeah. How true it is, I don't know.
Seems a bit unfair, doesn't
it? I think yes. Everywhere else, it's, you see a lot of people, they get pretty ancient, but today there's a little difference. Mm-hmm. But what they call us down this end, I wouldn't know.
There's always been this rivalry between the two villages, hasn't there?
Well, there has been more so than there is now. But
I think it's all died out now, really, all that part of it.
Yeah.
I think they used to have a fight or a brush-up years ago, but it never happens now.
No,
never happens now.
Another,
we share the same parson, if that's anything.
Mr. Kelly, yes.
Mr. Kelly.
Yeah, he's a sort of link between them.
That's right. He keeps the peace between the two now.
Another thing, actually, I was going to ask you, and that's about Foulness, if it's developed as an airport, and a port, and heaven knows what. It's London's third airport. Isn't this going to make a lot of difference around here, do you think?
Only for noise. That'll be the worst trouble here.
Are oysters affected by noise?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I wish they would wake them up a little bit.
And the river, the Thames getting muckier and muckier, does this affect the oysters at all?
Well, they don't. They say that the Thames is getting cleaner all the time.
Yes, I mean, you don't know who to believe, actually.
No, they say there's fish go further up the rivers now than what they used to be a few years ago. Mm.
Does oil affect oysters? I mean, oil lying on
the... Oh, they don't like oil. Mm. Not if on the low tide, if the oil settles on them, that wouldn't be any good to them at all. Mm. Oh, no.
We've never had any bother at all, not with oysters, at Paglesham. As far as I can remember, we've never had a spot of trouble at all. And our oysters that we've even sold this year were tested in the first week in September, and the report came back that they were 100% clean.
That's very promising.
And it's been so for the last 4 years. Yes.
Hubert, Alf, thanks very much.
Thank
Lovely.
You. Lovely. Thank you very
thanks
much.
Thanks very much.